Ottawa. The Métis Nation of Ontario has announced the results of a crucial vote that could ultimately determine the status of nearly one-fifth of its membership. In a province-wide plebiscite in which 28,000 registered members were eligible to vote, 71% of the roughly 8,300 members who cast ballots were in favor of removing those with incomplete citizenship files from the MNO registry. A review previously found that approximately 5,400 MNO citizens have missing documentation and cannot be verified as Métis rights holders. In a statement Wednesday announcing the outcome of the vote, Métis Nation of Ontario said that at the direction of its members, the requirements for Métis citizenship have changed since the MNO was created in 1993 in order to ensure it can authenticate who has legitimate status. It said that since a landmark Supreme Court decision in 2003 related to harvesting moose by two Métis in the Sault Ste. Marie area, it has been working to address various legacy issues within its registry, including to ensure all citizenship files contain documentary proof. Métis are one of three constitutionally recognized Indigenous peoples in Canada, the other two groups being First Nations and Inuit. MNO President Margaret Fro has stated that one of the very first things that any self-governing Indigenous nation does is clearly identify who it represents. She told TB Newswatch that, given the significance of the issue at stake, MNO wanted to ensure all of its citizens, including those with incomplete files, had an opportunity to have their voices heard before it took any next steps. The outcome of the plebiscite does not mean anyone will be immediately removed from the registry, but it seems likely to happen later this year. It can only be undertaken after a special MNO assembly at which resolutions must be passed to amend bylaws and policy. Notably, the MNO statement said the results of the plebiscite have given it clear direction to continue to move forward on a process that ensures all MNO citizens are verified Métis rights holders. Fro said she expects the assembly will be called in May or June. She said provisions will be made for a reasonable notice period to affected members, an appeals process, and clarity that removed citizens can reapply in future if they provide the required documentation. I want to thank all the MNO citizens who participated in this important plebiscite as part of the MNO's ongoing journey to advance Métis rights and self-government in Ontario, Fro stated. The chair of the Métis Nation of Ontario, Hank Rowlandson, acknowledged how sensitive of an issue this is for many, and said, as we continue to move forward, we will continue to be transparent and sensitive, while also respecting the collective will of Métis rights holders and rights-bearing Métis communities in Ontario.